B104.7, I am Chris. We're on the phone right now with Andy McKee. He is performing this weekend. McCain Connective Livestream is the performance series, kind of a Zoom-type thing that they're doing to really still get some performances out there in this wacky world that we call 2020. Now, Andy is a Topeka-born musician. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
I guess let's just get into your background. When did you first get into music?
I got into music when I turned 13, and I had gotten into the guitar at that time. I had always been into music, but never tried playing an instrument until then, and I went for the guitar and just fell in love with it, and been doing that for too many years now. I lost count. I'm 41 now, so whatever the math is, I don't know.
What about the guitar drew you in?
I guess, you know, some of the music I liked early on was rock music, and, you know, of course, so, you know, the guitar is a big part of that. And so that's just where I thought I'd give a shot. And then I just really fell in love with it over time. Just the way you can express yourself with a guitar is, it just seems to be so many ways you can create music with a guitar. And I started out on electric and then switched to the acoustic, actually. So it's kind of the opposite of what a lot of people do, I guess.
But,
yeah, I got into instrumental acoustic guitar, and that's what I do for a living now, play all over the world.
Have you tried branching out into other instruments, or is the guitar pretty much it?
No, I actually like drums a lot, and I like keyboard and bass, and those are kind of some of the other instruments into. I'm actually working on some new music, you know, this year. The last show I did was back in February in Tokyo, so it's nice to have a gig again, even though it's just kind of a virtual thing down the road in Manhattan. But I've been working on some new music this year, so I'm going to have some stuff that's kind of inspired by 80s pop rock music, and I've actually done cover versions of 80s pop tunes for solo acoustic guitar in the past, and people have always, you know, kind of been in that, and I've always just loved that music. It's what I grew up on, so, but now I'm actually writing music that's more kind of in that style with the electric guitar and synthesizers and drums and all that, so that'll be on some music coming out later this year.
That sounds really neat. Again, on the phone with Andy McKee. He's playing on a live stream. It's called McCain Connected with the McCain Performance Series. Again, it's free to view online this weekend. Now, I've seen your playing style described a few different places as unique. How so?
Well, I like to use altered tunings on the guitar, so it sounds different just from the get-go because of that. So I'm using a lot of different chord voicings that aren't normally possible on the guitar. And I like to do percussive elements on the guitar body, and I try to cover melody and harmony all at once on one guitar. So there's something that just drew me into that, how you could kind of cover all the aspects of music on one acoustic guitar in a very unique way. So that's the style I started to get into in my late teenage years, and it's kind of what most people know me for.
As a someone who knows a chord, that sounds really daunting.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to play a chord on the guitar, so it's fun to find what you can do, you know, that sort of element of discovery. It's seems endless on the guitar.
Now, you've toured worldwide, as you mentioned. Your last tour date was in Tokyo back in February, but some of the names you toured with, like Josh Groban, somebody named Prince, I don't know. Did you actually get to meet Prince?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really wild. I mean, I never would have guessed in a trillion years, you know, some opportunity like that would happen, but you know, a big thing for me was my music really took off on YouTube when it was a new website about 2005 or so. And so he like, you know, most other people that have heard of me saw me on YouTube, and he had his people reach out to my management, and, you know, we thought it wasn't even real at first, and but ended up flying up to Minneapolis. So this is about 2011 or 12, and got to meet him, and we rehearsed some tunes, and he had me play some of my original stuff for him. And next thing I knew, he had booked a tour in Australia and wanted me to be the guitar player on it. So we did that in the spring of 2012, I think. So
wow,
it was a really great experience. You know, what a joy it was to be able to share the stage with him. You know,
that is wow. That would be so cool. I can't even imagine like what would be going through your mind. Like, I'm up on stage with Prince.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Mind blowing, and, you know, getting to do stuff like Raspberry Beret and Purple Rain. It was super cool. Yeah, and I'm actually going to do a solo version of Purple Rain on one of my new releases this year. So
Oh, cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about those. You're actually planning on putting out a couple of EPs this year. If you want to talk about those, go right ahead.
Yeah, so the first one I'm going to have out sooner than the other one is going to be covers, and it's mostly going to be tunes on the acoustic guitar that really inspired me to play the acoustic guitar. But there'll be a couple of other kind of cool surprises in there, like Purple Rain, and there may even be a cover of the tune Training Montage from the Rocky IV soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, some classic 80s stuff I just love. So, and then I've got another one that'll be coming out after that one that's actually going to be kind of a departure. It's mostly going to be synthesizers and keyboards and kind of relaxing instrumental type music, stuff to help you chill out a little bit. So, and then I actually have a couple more projects after that of all original acoustic music, and then one that is sort of that 80s inspired kind of focused music. So,
oh, cool. Well, we'll keep an eye out for those as well. Now, again, you've been touring pretty extensively, I guess, for almost 15 years or so. Has it been weird to be home during the pandemic?
In some ways, I guess, yeah. Yeah, it's almost like remembering what home is like, in a way. I mean, I have tried to sort of space my tours out over the last several years in such a way that I could be home every couple of weeks or so, because I've got two kids now and been happily married for a while and stuff, so I've been trying to sort of mix, you know, get the right balance of family and work. But this year it has been nice, though, in a lot of ways, just to be able to stay here and just, you know, every morning get to make cinnamon toast for my kids or whatever, you know. And we've been doing homeschooling so far, you know, during the pandemic here. Mm-hmm. It's been going all right, you know. We're enjoying it. So, you know, our time together and everything. So it's been nice.
Again, on the phone with Andy McKee. He's playing the McCain Connected live stream on Sunday evening. That is a free-to-view online performance starting at 7:30 through the McCain website. Before we wrap up, I'm just going to give the floor to you. If there is anything at all you would like to plug, this time is for you, sir.
All right, sure. Well, I'm looking forward to getting out and touring again when things settle down and hopefully be able to play over in K-State. I played the McCain Auditorium once before, but that's quite a few years ago, and hopefully we could do a proper live show again sometime soon. But maybe one other thing that I've been keeping busy with, if you're into getting into playing fingerstyle acoustic guitar, I've been teaching online at a website called truefire.com, and I've got a channel there that has over 50 different instructional videos, and you can also, if you like, actually take lessons with me directly through there. So that's truefire.com if anybody's interested in learning some acoustic guitar.
Awesome. Thank you, sir, for joining us, and looking forward to your performance on Sunday.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. You take care.
You too. It's B1047.